Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Diamond Taylor. We have a great show for you this evening. It is all about business in the making. This segment is all about entrepreneurship. And if you like to have fun and an interactive show for those of you all who are in business, looking to start a business, then this is definitely the show for you. We're going to have a great show this evening. I have a special guest. He's going to tell us all about his business, and I should say his business says, and an event that he will be throwing this week on the 10th. I'm going to introduce you to him in just a second, but before we do anything else on this show, you know, like I know, that on Secure Your Life it is all about you, but before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So we'll be right back right after our disclaimer is played, and then I will introduce you to our special guest this evening. So you hold tight, grab your pen and pencil and paper, because you're going to definitely need it. You're going to want some information that my special guest has for you on, so that you can get in touch with him on how he can get to, you know, you can get to his event. So you don't want to miss this. And like I said, tell a friend. You can call in right now, and I will put you in a queue so that you can talk to my special guest this evening. Area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to play my disclaimer, and then I'm going to introduce you to my very special guest this evening on Business in the Making for Secure Your Life. So here's our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. the content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, and tonight is all about entrepreneurship. Business in the Making is our topic for this evening, and I have a special guest that is going to tell you all about his many businesses, as well as this most fabulous event that he has planned for us on June 10th. And I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to actually give you an opportunity to hear directly from him. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Dana Langham, and better known as Psych Man. And he's going to tell us a little bit about himself, about his businesses, and about this great event that he has planned on June 10th. How are you this evening, Dana?
Well, I'm doing great.
Well, That is great. Now, I don't know where you want to start. I mean, your resume is as long as the day is long. So let me ask you one question first. What inspired you to decide that you wanted to start your own business, or businesses for that matter?
Well, that was a couple of things. One was I knew that the way I grew up, I knew I wasn't giving my life to another company unless it was my own. I mean, a lot of people, I grew up with one of those mothers that was like, you need to get a job and have a pension and, you know, stay there for 20 years and retire. And I was like, the only company that I'm giving 20 years of my life to is my own. I mean, when you really look at it, companies have to make at least 3 to 4 times the amount that they pay you in a salary in order to make a profit. So if they pay you $30,000, that means they're making $120,000 off of your work. Why should
That's
I give
true.
That to a company when I can make it myself? I mean, again, if you plan right and do the things correctly, then you can make that money, just depending on what field you're in. So that's kind of what got me into branching off into different the different businesses that I'm involved in.
Okay. Now, what was your first business venture, and how old were you when you decided that you were going to step out on faith and into, you know, intuitiveness? How old were you when you decided that you were going to do this and not work for corporate America?
In my teens, I really didn't have a set age that I determined that. I just knew, like I say, I did the school thing. I went off, got a degree, and, you know, I got a bachelor's. And, again, for what I wanted to do, I really didn't need a degree for. But, again, that was my mother pressing me about go to school, get a degree, it gives you options. And it does. But I knew, like I say, fairly early, I would say my early, you know, my mid-teens, I kind of knew that I wasn't going to live the what my mother would have wanted me to live, and that being that find a job, stick with it for 20, 25 years, and retire with a pension. I just knew that that wasn't going to be me. My first business endeavor, I guess I was about 21, 22, and I did some things that I won't discuss.
Okay.
When we look at business endeavors, I mean, they weren't the kind of endeavors that I would advocate at this stage in my life. But at the time, due to things that were going on, I mean, you fall into certain things. Luckily, I didn't fall into the bigger traps that other brothers and sisters get caught into. But my first legitimate one was about at 25. I started doing some work in real estate. My mom sat on property, and I had started dabbling in real estate. Then my next venture was about 27 when I started my own stock investment company. And I put together a consortium of people, and we invested. We did some investing and made a nice, decent profit.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That you at that age, did you have any formal training before that, or you all just, you knew what your skill set was, and you just surrounded yourself with people who had other skill sets, and you all decided to come together and do this? Or what was the determining factor, or what motivated you to do that?
Well, with the stock investment company, my minor was in finance. So I had a major in psychology, a minor in finance. And at the time when I first got started in the stock market, I was working with this one company, and they had stock, and I bought it like crazy cheap. I bought it $1.16 a share. And
wow.
I had 1,800 shares, and it shot up to $10 a share. At that point, I knew I wanted to be into the stock market due to the fact, like I say, I had a minor in finance, and to be able to buy a stock at $1.16 and watch it go to over $10 a share, it really, that just kind of set the tone for what I want to do. So when I start showing these kind of profits or whatever, I start bringing them to people. And the funny thing was, certain people were like, I don't want to be bothered with that. Other people embraced it. And the ones who embraced it, we made a profit. I mean, a nice profit. For a year investment, we made about, that first year, we made about 35% on our money. And at the time, one-year CDs were going for about 5% interest. I mean, over the time. So we did 30 times better than a regular CD.
Wow. That is tremendous. I mean, just the profit margin alone from a dollar and some change a share to $10, that is tremendous.
Yeah.
So
I say, it was just one of those situations. It was just one of those perfect storm kind of situations. I happened to work at the company, and I was able to buy stock relatively cheap. I mean, it was real cheap because, again, once they had made some moves or whatever, and the stock rose dramatically, and I sold at the perfect time because then they ended up being bought out by another company, and when it got bought out, it plummeted. So I got in at the right time, got out at the right time. I mean, it was just, again, that kind of thing.
Okay, so from the real estate to the financial stock and buying stock and dealing with that, then what was your next venture after that?
I went back to school and picked up another degree, and I ended up doing some traveling to one of the other enterprises I was into, and I ended up going out to California. One of the assignments I had was in wine country. So once I got exposed to the different wines and that kind of thing, I started noticing how, like in California, a lot of people have these wine tastings, but they would talk about how good certain wines would taste with certain food, but they never would prepare it for, they would never prepare the food with the wine in order to see really how it would taste. So once I had started picking up on that, I got back to Chicago, and I started talking with people, talking about wine and that kind of thing. And I found out that a lot of people were interested in wine. And so when I would, do these different projects as far as having different wine tastings, I would start saying, if this would taste good with this would taste good with that. And so they was like, well, why don't you have that with the wine you're serving? So that brought me to the endeavor that's going to be going on this Friday.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you have an interesting title for that.
Okay, the title is From the Senses to Sensuality. And what that meant was, like, again, a lot of times, a lot of people, when they're on dates, they may have wine, and it's always, like I say, something kind of, you know, they have this romantic kind of basis for it. Well, with different wines, you want all of your senses to be tantalized. You want to taste the wine. You want to smell the wine. You want to have a great feeling when you ingest the wine. Again, and then you want to feel, you want to see the different, the dark, rich color in the wine, or you want to see the lightness of the wine. You know, so it's all encompassing when you're talking about your senses. And once you taste a good wine, it really stimulates and make you feel sensual. So that was the purpose of the title, From the Senses to Sensuality. And with that, the project that we're doing Friday, it's a wine tasting food pairing. And we're going to have a nice little menu for each serving. There's going to be a wine paired with it. It's also going to be a great networking opportunity. We have a couple of politicians, a couple of attorneys, some doctors and nurses coming out. So it's going to be a very, very nice event.
Oh, wow. Now, can you give us a little bit more information on, one, how they can where the event is going to be, how they can get in touch with you, whether it's, you know, email,
right,
or voicemail,
right,
or whatever.
Okay, well, the event is taking place at 1515 East 154th Street. That's in Dalton. It's at the Dorchester. And it will be from 7 p.m. to midnight. And the cost is $30. There will be six courses and six wines going with each. There will be a wine going with each course. And, again, it's, like I say, going to be a nice event. That's primarily the basics of it.
Wow. Okay, can you, I'm going to give the phone number out so, you know, our listening audience may have a little more questions that they would like to ask you about either your event or, you know, wine pairing. And I would like to talk to you a little bit about the cuisine that's going to go along with these various wines and why you decided to choose the different ones. But before I do that, I want to give out our phone number. If you'd like to call in right now, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Business in the Making, and we're talking about entrepreneurship, and we have a very special guest this evening, Dana Langham, and he's talking about wine tasting and pairing. He has an event that is on June 10th, and if you'd like to speak to him right now about his different business ventures or about the event, you can call right now at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can also chat with us in the chat room. The chat room is also open, and I will gladly read your comment and or questions for Mr. Langham over the air, and he will be happy to answer those for you. Or you can also tweet us, because we are on Twitter. That is Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as Facebook at Secure Your Life. And he will gladly answer your question and or comment right now. The phone number, again, is area code 347-884-9343. And those of you all who are in our queue right now, we'll get to you in 1 second. But I do want to ask Mr. Langham about the pairing. What exactly are these six courses?
All right. Well, the first course is going to be a bruschetta, and it's going to be on French bread. It's going to be paired with a Pinot Grigio. And then from that point, our next pairing is going to be garlic buttered shrimp on with angel head pasta.
Mm, that sounds great.
All right. Then the third course will be a seasoned chicken breast with a green salad. The fourth course will be bow tie pasta and marinara with meat sauce. clam with rice and baby asparagus, and the dessert will be chocolate-covered strawberries. The wines will be, the first one was a Pinot, the second one was a Sauvignon Blanc, the third wine will be a Chardonnay, the fourth will be Syrah, the fifth will be a Cabernet Sauvignon, and the dessert will, wine will be a Moscato.
Wow. You're making me hungry right now. So I am pretty sure that our guest is, like, waiting, chomping at the bit to actually talk to you. But go ahead and continue what you were going to say, and then I'll add on our callers.
Well, the only thing, like I said, I was going to say, we also are going to be, for those who get there early enough, we're going to have a few bottles of some sparkling wines in order to clear the palate. And, again, like I say, it's going to be a little bonus for those who come and, you know, early between 7 and 7:45. We're going to have some sparkling wine. It's going to be pretty good. And so, like I say, that's going to be a little bonus for those who come early.
Well, you know, could you give them real quickly, again, the address and the name of, you know, the name of the event, the address and how they can contact you, and then I will open up the phone lines and you are free to roam about the country, as they say, and talk to our guests as listening.
Okay, well, again, the address is at 1515 East 154th Street. That's in Dalton, Illinois. And the facility is the Dorchester. And the name of the event is From the Census to Sensuality.
All right. Well, you know, I remember as a child, my dad had a wine cellar, and I did get a chance to sample a little bit of wine. And I'm going to add some people onto the line and find out what their questions and our comments. I'm going to go with 312217. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Diamond. How are you?
I am doing great. Did you hear about this fabulous event that Mr. Langham is giving this Saturday?
I did. He that's okay. He has definitely piqued my interest, and I do have a question for him. How did you actually pick the sellers or your suppliers and your wines in order for the food pairing?
Oh, well, what I've dealt with quite a few wineries, working before in Sonoma and Napa, as well as really working with places here in Chicago and in the suburbs. I've, found some ones that were definitely reasonable. And, the wines taste good. And when I paired it with the food that I was preparing with that, it tastes great. So that's kind of what, how I got with the wines that I picked and where I got them from.
Oh, great. So will we also at the event have access to, you know, exactly where you got the wines from?
Yes.
So that way if we would like to purchase them or whatever, we will be able to?
You sure will. That's no problem at all.
Oh, great, great. That is phenomenal. That is wonderful. It's wonderful to see someone actually taking that next step. We're wine connoisseurs, and we say we winos are getting sick of wine and cheese parties, so thank you for taking it that one step up where you can actually enjoy it in many different phases and circumstances.
Well, like I say again, for me, when I first got involved with wine tasting, it was like I would always hear people say, that would taste good with this and that would taste good with that, but they never presented it or never put it there. And I was like, well, hell, if they're going to say it, then somebody needs to do it. And I was like, well, why not me? I was like, hey, I know how to cook. I know how to pair wines. And that's what made me say, you know what? I'm going to put it like this. This is one of those bucket list events for me. If I don't make a dime off of it, this was something that I just had on my heart and mind to do, and I did it. So, again, that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that people come out because I think it's going to be a great event. It's definitely going to be a great networking event. But also, again, if for those who even the novice wine taster will be able to tell the difference between just sipping on the wine and being like it being alone and actually tasting it with the food that it's paired with and seeing the total differences and the nuances that go with drinking wine.
Most excellent, most excellent. That you know, you don't have to. Also, that you don't. The idea, and I'm so thankful that you explained that. That you do not have to spend $25 on a bottle of wine. Some of the most wonderful wines that come out, even of some South Africa, if you get into those, are actually $5 to $6 or even $7 to $10 bottles of wine, and they are excellent vintages. Excellent.
That is true. Like I say. A couple of the wines that are going to be presented Friday were under $10. Now, we have one, a couple of the sparkling ones that will be on the higher end, in the mid-teens. But primarily, the ones that we're going to be serving are going to be in that $8 to $10 range. And, again, they are, for what they're being paired with, they're going to be excellent.
Okay,
I look forward to enjoying. I'm going to give some other people an opportunity to call in. So if you're in the queue, please hold. I'm going to get to you in a second. If you'd like to call in now, you can do so. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join us in the chat room, and I will gladly read your comment and or question over the air, and Dana can definitely answer those for you. I'm going to go to area code 815. Thank you so nicely for holding for me. And how are you this evening?
Oh, hello?
Yes, how are you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Diamond. Just fine and you. We're in the middle of a rainstorm here. I'm out here in Rockford, and it's thundering and, well, it's not so bad as the lightning right now. I don't know how long I'm going to be on here.
Okay,
but,
well, I am glad that you held on for me and for Dana as long as you did. Do you have a question or a comment about wine?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember reading a while back about champagnes, and this guy was saying that the experts could tell the difference between a bottle of champagne that cost something like somewhere between $15 and $20, and one that cost $115 or $120. And I was wondering if that is true.
You know what? Now, I will tell you this. You know, I put it like this. The way you can tell a pretty decent bottle of wine that's on the upper end is going to have more bubbles. That's basically what it boils down to. The actual taste of a good champagne, if it has the true good grapes, you'll taste the difference. I mean, I put it like this. The more expensive the wine doesn't necessarily mean the better it is, because I tell you, personally, I'm not a big Cristal fan. If I was going to drink a decent bottle of champagne, if it's they have some good Moets that taste comparable to a Cristal. Just depends. The only thing you'll see differently is the amount of bubbles. I mean, like I say, if you're going to buy a higher-end champagne, get something you can't go wrong with Dom. But, again, I'm just not a big Cristal fan. It just doesn't do it for me to blow $215 on a bottle when you can get the same effect for, like I say, a $50 bottle of Moet would taste just as good, especially if you get one of the different colors other than the white. Because they have the White Star and that kind of thing, it would taste comparable. So again, like I say, really, when they pour it in the glass, you will tell, because again, the Cristal is going to definitely have more bubbles. That's pretty much where you will tell the difference. And again, the taste. You will know better grapes when you taste them. I mean, that's just like a bottle of wine. Certain bottles of wine that you will buy, you will taste the difference. Some you just can't get around. It's going to be a taste difference. But with champagne, a lot of times it's just more bubbles.
Yeah, I remember there was a wine. I don't know if they make this anymore. It was a California Nivelle Rhine, and it was from the Inglenook Company, and it said Inglenook California Nivelle Rhine. And it had a very unique taste, kind of tarty like the lemon, but a little sweet, not overly sweet like your sparklings. But it had it would taste brilliant with red meat. Absolutely, it brought out the flavor of red meat like mad. And like I said, I don't believe they make that anymore.
Well, like I said, I will say this: champagne and red meat again. I'll put it like this: this is what I tell anybody when they first get started in wine tasting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wine is nothing more than a condiment to the food you're eating. So you could have a decent champagne, and it will go good with a steak. However, some people's taste buds aren't like that. I mean, it's just like saying all hot dogs need ketchup and mustard. Well, for some people, somebody would rather just have relish and onions. You see what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
again, with wine or with champagne, it really boils down to your taste. You know, and like I say, for you, you might have tasted a champagne that really went well with red meat, where someone else might be like, champagne, if it's a brut, is a little too dry, it's not fitting well with that. If it's a little too sweet, they'll say it's not meshing well with that particular meat. So it just really boils down to taste.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a champagne. It was a Rhine wine. Like you have your German Rhines that are very outrageously dry.
Okay.
This was a California Rhine. It was from California. And the Engelnook Company, I think they're still making wines. I think their winery is still there, but I don't. I haven't seen the California Nivelle Rhine wine anywhere in ages.
Oh, okay.
Right, but look, this is a Rhine wine. Blue Nun makes a very nice Rhine wine. Blue Nun is a very nice wine.
Okay,
but there are a number,
and it's inexpensive too.
Hmm?
Blue Nun is inexpensive too.
Right, it's inexpensive and it has a nice flavor to it.
Well, we actually have a question from our Twitter fans, and they want to know a little bit about your pairing and how, you know, they want to know a little bit about your event, but they also want to know what when you're pairing wine with desserts, how do you make sure that the wine is not overpowering the sweetness of your dessert?
Okay, well, it really depends on what the kind of wine that you're having with it. Like, perfect example, like, all right, with my chocolate-covered strawberries, I'm going to have a Moscato. Now, it's going to be sweet, and it's going to complement the chocolate and the sweetness of the chocolate, but also the tartness of the strawberry. So the mix of the two, the wine and the dessert, is going to be, you know, they're going to complement each other. All right, in certain instances, like, say something a little heavier, like chocolate cake. Now, there's a couple of different ways you go with that. A good, bold red wine will complement a thick, heavy chocolate very well. You don't have to have an extremely sweet dessert wine to go with a heavy chocolate. So it boils down to taste.
Okay. Okay, well, I hope that answered their question. That was a very good question, by the way. Then, all right, we have someone else in the chat room who wants to know, how do they get in touch with you for tickets, or what is the information on that?
Okay,
and could you give the address of the event again?
Right. All right, the address again is 1515 East 154th Street in Dalton, Illinois. If they want to pay by PayPal, they can contact me at S as in Sam, IKEMAN929@AOL.com. Or they can email me as well, or they can contact me at 773-742-9429.
Okay, give the phone number one more time, please.
773-742-9429.
Okay, well, that was some great information. Oh, someone else wanted to know, when you are making, what did you pick to go with your lamb and rice, and what type of rice, or does it really matter?
Well, again, for me, I decided to, well, the like I said, I'm going to have the baby asparagus with the rice. And the reason why I picked it is because the way the lamb is marinated is going to have a kind of spicy kick to it. So, again, the rice, the starches in the rice help calm down the spices of the lamb. And then, like I said, with the asparagus, again, the asparagus won't conflict with the taste of the wine pairing with the lamb or the rice. So, again, that's the reason why I picked it. I know that the lamb is going to be have a little spicy kick to it. So with it having that little spicy kick, with that, the rice will calm that down. And then, like I say, the wine won't be in conflict with either one. So they should blend greatly.
Okay, well, that is some great information. So the event actually takes place at 7 p.m. on June 10th, which is a Friday. And
right.
It will happen in Dalton, Illinois. And it's from
7 to midnight.
Okay, from the census to sensuality. I can't wait. I think this is going to be a really great opportunity for those, like you said, even if you're a novice and you want to have your first stab, or should I say your first sip at wine tasting and pairing with different foods. I think this will be a great opportunity for you to come out, taste some really good food and some great wine, and also network with some great people.
I want to just also say this, that it's not for, like I say, if someone doesn't drink or whatever, we're going to have punch and we're going to have water and we're going to have other things so that they don't have to feel committed to having to drink or whatever. Again, they can just enjoy the food and enjoy the networking. We're also trying to put in place, we're going to have a lady out who's going to have jewelry that she's going to be selling. We're trying to put together, we're not sure, we'll know definitely tomorrow, we're trying to have a masseuse there that does the dollar a minute massages. So, again, we're putting some things in place to make this just a really good networking event, but it's also all rooted in the wine tasting food pairing.
Oh, okay. Well, we have another person that just tweeted, and they want to know, do you, if you're not a drinker, are there any non-alcoholic wines besides grape juice?
Actually, there are, but we won't be having them. But we will be having punch and that kind of thing. But there are actually wines. They have some non-alcoholic wines out there. They do. Like I said, they won't be at this event, but they do have them.
Oh, okay. Well, that is some good information to know for those of you all who do not drink and would still like to enjoy the networking as well as the great food, because the food is going to be excellent, as well as the opportunities to network and get to know some other people. And just because you don't drink, maybe you'll be having an event that where there will be other people who do, and you could probably find Dana at the event and find out exactly what are those wines that are non-alcoholic. For those of you all who don't drink, if you don't mind, Dana, one more time before we get out of here, what is the phone number and the address of the event and the time again, please?
All right. The address is 1515 East 154th Street out in Dalton. And the number where I can be contacted about tickets is 773-742-9429. I can also be contacted at my email, sikeman929@aol.com. sikeman929@aol.com.
And if you missed any of that and would like more information, you can always email the show, and that would be S as in Sam, Y as in Yo-Yo, L as in Larry, show, S-H-O-W, at att.net, and that is Secure Your Life Show at att.net, and that is actually our direct email. So if you did not get any of the information, you would like tickets or any information on Mr. Langham, his event is June 10th this Friday from 7 until midnight, or you'd like to find out any other information about any future events that he may have, as well as his other business ventures, I will be glad to pass that information on to him. And I want to thank you one more time, Dana, for joining me again for another edition of Business in the Making, where we featured you as our featured entrepreneur. And I hope that you have a great event on Friday. I can't wait to taste the wine as well as the food.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to you being there.
Okay, and then anybody else who are in the queue, if you have any last-minute comments and or questions, 312 for Mr. Langham.
Nothing except we'll see you, I'll see you there, and hope your event goes marvelously. Yeah, I see you've done a tremendous job, and thank you.
No problem.
Okay, any last-minute comments, 815?
Oh, yeah, hey, no, something is kind of funny about drinking, about wine and food. Personally,
yes.
I don't consider having wine with food drinking. What is? I mean, you're not trying to get a feeling out of the wine. You're trying to bring out the taste of your food. I mean, like if you're just sitting down and you're just sipping here, you tell the truth. I think if you drink enough wine to really get a buzz out of it, you're going to get sick. That's real.
That's true. Again, like I say, wine is nothing more than a condiment to the food you eat. It will enhance, or it will detract. It just really depends on taste. And that's what, again, I wanted to do this because, again, I used to always hear people talk about how they would say this would taste great with this or this would taste great with that, but they would never have it. And I said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put together an event where you actually have the wine that tastes very good with a specific food. And that's what I did. And like I say, it really does do that. I mean, again, it really makes your food taste better when it's paired correctly.
Yeah, no, you know, and your event sounds outrageously interesting, believe me.
Well, we're hoping it will be.
Yeah, it sounds outrageously interesting. Okay, well, thank you.
No problem at all.
I would like to thank you once again, Mr. Langham, for joining me for Business in the Making, and I am looking forward to a follow-up. We must have you back on so that you can tell us how the event went and when your next event is going to be. So I'm looking forward to a follow-up story on this, and maybe even once I get there, we might be able to go live and actually interview some of the people at the event. So we will see about that as well. And for all of you all that are listening and would like to get in touch with Dana about his event on this Friday, which is June 10th, from the Census to Sensuality, Wine Tasting and Food Pairing, you can get in touch with him. Give him the phone number one more time, email address, as well as the address before we conclude our show.
All right. The number is 773-742-9429. The address is 1515 East 154th Street in Dalton. And let's see, that's some 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Friday, June 10th.
Well, again, I thank you all for joining me. I'm going to say goodnight to you all, and I can't wait until the event on Friday. So do not forget, join us tomorrow for another show for Secure Your Life. And until then, good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night. All right.
confess that I thought that.